whenever you are.
Here he is, the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski. And I saw your Facebook over the weekend. You went dog sledding, like literally getting pulled by dogs while you're on a sled.
It was one of the most amazing experiences you could ever imagine, Joey. Here we are in beautiful Banff, Alberta, one of the most gorgeous resorts in the world, with a whole passel of shark sponsors and great supporters, and in this just amazing location. And these trained dogs are incredible. These teams of dogs pulling us along. You could have had a guide with you, but I decided, and Jonathan Becker, our president, was with me on the sled. We decided to go it alone. And it was really an awesome experience to go walk across a frozen lake, down these trails. And these dogs were incredible. They worked so well together. A couple of different teams had to change dogs because they got into fights with each other. But that's the kind of thing that happens every once in a while.
Sure. Well, the Sharks are coming off of 2 wins in a row. It seemed like since a week ago today, when you told me we have to stop focusing on the playoffs and focus on one game at a time, it looks like that's what the Sharks are doing, and they're winning.
Well, that's right, and they won 2 really important games, Joey, in Alberta. And they, you know, we used to call that Death Valley. In fact, in many ways, it still is that. Very difficult to beat both Calgary and Edmonton in consecutive games in their buildings. And the Sharks did that in different ways. You know, they spotted Edmonton a couple of goals, and people say, oh no, here they come again. Sharks not starting off games right. No, that wasn't right. It was because Connor McDavid's a genius. That's why they were down 2-0. And then they came back and overcame all that and had a fantastic game. So this sets things up for this week, which of course starts tonight at home against Calgary. Another chance to maybe knock the Flames out of a playoff spot potentially if they can beat them and continue to get closer to that. But again, one day at a time, one game at a time, if they keep doing that, they're going to be fine.
It sure is nice to play spoiler, isn't it?
Well, it is, and that's where you start. But remember, the Sharks are, you know, they've got 52 points. They're 10 points out of a spot. As we said, it's a tough chore to get there, but if they keep focused on the present, I think that they're going to make things interesting.
Puck drops at 7:30 from the Shark Tank tonight with our buddy Dan Rusinowski calling the game on the official radio flagship home of the San Jose Sharks, 98.5 KFOX. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Joey. See you on the radio tonight.